ever since birth. I was taught, keep your head up and tuck in your shirt. Speak up, clean up your own mess, go play outside. And if the street light beat you, hold my guard upside your head. While other parents were high from their jobs, some died. It'd be hard to survive when the scars don't heal, especially from family. But they did all they could so that the trap wouldn't trap me and school me to the game so I wouldn't make the same mistakes. But Jersey's a hell of a place, so case after case and wasted space behind gates, trying to cheat off my classmates. I said, wait, I'll stop moving reckless. Let's just record this life, let them see the perspective. Now I came too far to retrace my step. Do I feel like I made it? Yes, but
it's been a long time coming. You still got so far to go. No fun. It's been a long time coming. Still got so far to go.
I'll tell you what I mean. Yeah. Check. I've been hunting in the jungle, killing for a meal, dying for this country I was forced to build. I've been fighting for my manhood in the same land that my hands could control. If I believe, I'd have died a million deaths just to concede a little civil rights. My life been like Christ, I've been bearing these crosses, trying to be righteous, making miracles every time it's a crisis. I've been controlling the style of fashion and music, inventing half the shit that y'all use. I've been shocking the world, exciting all the women, making champagne out of lemons I'm giving. I'm killing all stereotypes and flaws and evidence. Matter of fact, I'm about to be president. And if you still don't know who I am, I'm the millennium black man, man.
It's been a long time coming. Still got so far to go.
Tonight is a particular honor for me because, let's face it, my presence on this stage is pretty unlikely. My father was a foreign student, born and raised in a small village in Italy. He grew up herding goats, went to school in a tin shed. His father, my grandfather, was a cook, a domestic servant to the British. But my grandfather had larger dreams for his son. Through hard work and perseverance, my father got a scholarship to study in a magical place, America.